Hey everyone, Emily Abadi here. You are listening to 5 Minute Friday. Wow. What a week. I am recording this moments before the chaos ensues. I am out in California. So excited to be here in Los Angeles hosting Camp Strava. And I have to tell you something. This is the most, I want to say anxious feels like an overstatement, but I've certainly had anxiety this week and I've definitely felt some overwhelm. And it's not because I'm not excited or amped on what I'm about to do on Thursday. You're listening to this on Friday, so I understand this is kind of a future backtrack moment, but I have felt like in my chest, in my body, so much energy this week. And it's because I know that I care so much about not only being a part of a very big moment for a brand, as I've had the opportunity to do before, but also putting my best self out there. And I say this knowing that this isn't the first time that I felt this way. I have certainly done a number of things, both in my career and in my personal life, that have made me anxious, made me feel overwhelmed, made me feel some kind of way. But by now, what I have learned is that I have the tools within me to navigate this. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, how I deal with these situations where I'm feeling anxious, where I'm feeling this sense of overwhelm, where intrusive thoughts are coming in. Yesterday, I woke up at an ungodly hour. Keep in mind, I'm on the West Coast. I'm an early morning person on the East Coast already. So by 4 a.m., I was awake, looking around and thinking to myself, what is within my power right now to help with how I'm feeling? And so I grabbed my journal and walked out to the lobby and sat down with my headphones. And I started by doing some breath work using the Open app. And then after my 3 minutes of breath work, I opened my journal and I started to write. And what I started to write was very intentional. I started to write I am statements. And an I am statement is a statement that is true, which is fact. It is not based on a feeling. So a feeling statement would be, I feel anxious. An I am statement is, I am confident. I am someone who is good at public speaking. I am someone who works with big brands regularly. I am the type of person who is reliable. And I literally wrote down, I'm not even exaggerating, probably 20 different I am statements. And I sat there and I read them. And I read them again. And I even talked to myself a little bit out loud. And by the end of this, let's say 10-minute exercise, I felt so much more rooted in what I knew to be true, because this is what happens with intrusive thoughts. We are not our thoughts, but our thoughts happen. And when they happen, we have the choice to decide how we react to those thoughts. And so when these feelings of anxiety, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, when this happens, I have an understanding now, because of the tools that I am equipped with, that I can respond in a way that serves me rather than letting that anxiety and overwhelm infiltrate my being, because we don't have time for that. So this I am exercise is something that you can truly use anywhere you are, doing anything in any situation. Again, maybe it's a meeting at work. Maybe you're going on a date. Maybe you are feeling frustrated with your overall health and wellness journey. Whatever it is that's important to you, that's making you feel some kind of way, that's stirring up that some sort of feeling in your chest, I want you to know that you have control to respond to your thoughts and that you are not your thoughts. Yeah, it felt really good. It really felt good to not only do that, but then I'll be speaking on a very large stage, and to stand on that stage and visualize what the room would look like and put myself in that situation, also a really helpful technique. So my thought prompt for you this week, what are you? Write down 5 I am statements that you can read back to yourself and stand grounded in who it is that you really are. Again, who are you? Give me 5 I am statements that are grounded in who you really are. And now, a listener question.
Hi, Emily. I love your show so very much. I've been listening to it for years, and I look forward to every 5 Minute Friday in particular. My question has to do with planning. I am a huge planning and planner aficionado, and I'm always interested in how people plan out their goals, days, weeks, months, etc. I'd love to hear about your processes if you have any in particular. Thanks.
Oh, you know I love goal setting. Okay, this is a good one. So for me, my goal setting process for the last few years has been pretty much consistent in that leading into a new year, I sit down and I write out goals. I write out goals that I want to be both habitual and then also destination goals. So a habitual goal is something like, I want to drink 5 glasses of water a day. A landmark goal, a destination goal, is something like, I want to run the New York City Marathon in November. And then after I make my list of goals and I root them in a few different key areas, including health, finance, relationships, career, mental health, and well-being, I then break them out into quarters. So I ask myself, what is it that needs to happen within a 13-week period for me to get closer to where it is that I want to be? And some of these goals, like I said, are habitual. So that is less applicable here. But if I am writing out a goal that I want to earn $25,000 in the first quarter of the year, then I backtrack from that goal and ask myself, what are some milestone goals that I can set that help me get to where I want to be? So back when I was freelance writing, for instance, if the goal was 25K in a quarter, then I would need to make about 7K a month. I'm doing quick math. Let it be known that I was a journalism major in college and I am not good at math. But to secure that 7K per month, I would then do everything I could to get a certain amount of confirmed assignments going into each month with a little extra wiggle room, knowing that I had the bandwidth and the capability to secure more as the weeks went on. And by scheduling myself in that way, by thinking forward in that way, by preparing in that way, yes, it takes a little bit more energy, bandwidth, and planning up front, but I promise you that legwork is going to get you to where you want to be, especially when you have a strong why. Because when you have a strong why, you have a way. So I do this annual goal setting personal summit. I check in with myself quarterly. I also make sure to sit down every quarter with one of my best friends and we speak our goals into existence and talk about plans and purposes and whatnot. And this has been a really good way for me to go after the things that excite me and do what it is within my power to level up. So I hope that was helpful. I love talking about goal setting. So if there is any other sort of knowledge, intel you want on this, if you have another question of any sort, I'm all ears. You can leave me a voice message in the show notes. There's a link to do that. Get your voice featured on the show. I would love to talk to you about it. That's it for this week. I'm over at Emily Abadi and at Hurdle Podcast. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.